What about, it's not hard liquor as such, but, you know, not beer, but...
Wine.
Okay. Are there any names, special names for that? Different types of wines, not brand names, though.
Red and white.
There's no specific names, you know. Yeah. Okay. What is the worst section of town? You know, the place where the derelicts and the unsuccessful criminals, I like that, might pass the time. Like Skid Row?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. What about the places where they show really risque movies? Or any type of thing like that?
I don't know about any of this stuff. I don't know.
You're innocent girl.
I promise. See, I bet you didn't know this. Did you know Coffee County was dry?
No.
Coffee County's dry. Has no alcoholic beverages sold in Coffee County. So see, I don't know the stuff you have for me. Except what I learned here at Troy. Anyway, no.
Like X-rated movie singers, any special names for them?
No, Troy Oil Theater.
Okay, we'll go, we'll get out of there, go on to the cleaner section. What federal and city employees, besides the firemen and policemen, work in, you know, your neighborhood?
Water department.
Well, specific people. The guy who works for the sanitation, for instance, he might be called, he picks up your...
Garbage man.
Okay. And the guy who takes your mail.
Mailman. Milkman.
Okay. Well, what do you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall? Any terms for political influence at all?
Bribery.
Money, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, and performs net services?
Sounds like a whole enterprise account. Anyway,
But he draws a salary anyway.
A bone. I don't know.
Okay. Other than, you know, corporate names and brand names, what are those large food stores and shopping centers called? Food stores.
Like Zippin' Large or something like that?
Well, these are the large food stores like Publix, you know. Y'all don't know Publix, do you? That is the grocery store in Florida.
IGA's.
I'm
Piggly Wiggly.
No names for that? Okay. What about a small neighborhood store?
Independently owned.
Yeah. Okay. What about the ones that open real early and they, you know, late closing?
All night.
Okay. Would there be any difference would there be between the independent one and the, you know, you might say convenience store?
Yeah. Because that convenience stores are usually in a line, in a chain on, you know,
yeah.
You have
okay.
A whole bunch of ones in different places. And independently owned, you know, just the one owner or whatever. So he has to.